You're listening to Martian Gardens. Good afternoon. This is Max again, and it's Martian Gardens Hour number 2, episode 991. We will start this first section with noise and working our way up to experimental rock music and more noise. We start with Philip Perkins and two selections from his new release called Ya Machine on Artifacts Recordings. And this is live performances using recorded, made, found, purchased, and stolen sounds 2016 through 2019. All sounds assembled at the composer's studio in San Francisco. We'll hear New Wild and Nice Job from Philip Perkins, then from the German composer Andreas Heinz Hugo Zuberg, Andreas H.H. Zuberg. We'll hear from his Leonardo cycle, I Papyri, which is the papyruses, and this is music from music from derived from the notebooks, inspired by the notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci, and this was recorded at the Chateau de Faverolles recording studio in France, September of 2017. Music composed in the mid-90s by Andreas Zuberg, a release on Vergo Records from 2019, then from another German composer and actually two others, Heiner Goebbels. We'll hear selections from his Eisler material, compositions by Hans Eisler, arranged by Heiner Goebbels. This is, we'll hear first Andante, which is the suite for a septet number 1, and a piece called Und ich werd nicht immer sehen, or I will never see my home again. That comes from Eisler material on ECM News Series, released in 2002. This is a piece for counter, tenor, and orchestra, text by Bertolt Brecht, and composition by Hans Eisler, arranged by Heiner Goebbels, performed by the counter tenor Josef Bierbichler and the Ensemble Modern Orchestra. Then from Heiner Goebbels' old band Cassiber, we'll hear Under New Management, which was from the CD Beauty and the Beast on RER Megacorp, released in 1995. Actually, the originally released was from Ray Records, I think from 84. Yeah, 1984 that was released. And the details are on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. Once again, martiangardens.blog. And this band featured Heiner Goebbels, Chris Cutler, Alfred Harth, and Christopher Anders. We'll hear the former band member Chris Cutler, who is a very prolific composer himself and a prolific artist. We'll hear Chris Cutler and Thomas DiMuzio, a piece called Dubious Activity, which was created at one of their live performances. This one at the Fine Arts Center in Portland, Maine, March 26, 1999, and released on the CD Quake, another RER Megacorp release. That's from 1999. We start with Philip Perkins and New Wild and Nice Job, both from Ya Machine on Artifact Recordings from 2019. Then we'll follow this with Andreas H.H. Zuberg and I Papyri, the papyruses, from the Leonardo cycles released on Vergo in 2019. This is Martian Gardens, episode 991, hour number 2. Thank you.
Sehen, das Land, aus dem ich gekommen bin. Nicht die bayerischen Wälder, nicht das Gebirge im Süden, nicht das Meer, nicht die märkische Heide, die Föhre nicht, noch die Weinhügel am Fluss im Frankenland, nicht in der grauen Frühe, nicht am Mittag und nicht, wenn der Abend herabsteigt. Noch die Städte, noch die Stadt, wo ich geboren bin, nicht die Werkbänke und auch die Stube nicht mehr und den Stuhl nicht. All das werde ich nicht mehr sehen, und keiner, der mit mir ging, wird das alles noch einmal sehen, und ich nicht und du nicht. Werde werden die Stimmen der Frauen und Mütter hören. Oder den Wind über dem Schornsteine der Heimat, oder den fröhlichen Lärm der Stadt, oder den bitteren.
Ah!
That's a set ending with Chris Cutler and Thomas DiMuzio, Dubious Nativity. We started with Philip Perkins and new music from his studios in San Francisco, the CD Ya Machine from Artifact Recordings, and that's described as live performances using recorded, made, found, purchased, and stolen sounds, 2016 to 2019. Assembled at Mr. Perkins's studios, and that was two selections, New Wild and Nice Job. That's what the coach was saying on the athletic field. I think that's what it was. And we go from the athletic field to Leonardo da Vinci with Andreas H.H. Zuberg's Leonardo Ziklis, the Leonardo Cycle, and that was called I Papyri, the Papyruses, electronics by Andreas H.H. Zuberg, and in this track, a countertenor by David Golger, text taken from the notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci. That was recorded in Faverolles, France, September 2017, and composed in the mid-90s. After Andreas H.H. Zuberg, we heard from Heiner Goebbels, who himself has worked with text from Leonardo da Vinci. I seem to remember there were some that he integrated with his rendition of The Little Match Girl, an electronic and orchestral opera from a few years before this, Eisler material, which is arrangements of Hans Eisler's music. And what we heard was the Andante suite for Septet number 1, and from Und ich werde nicht mehr sehen, which is I Will Never See Again. Very depressing World War II poem, and the poet Bertolt Brecht was involved in again tragic ways and terrible things in the war. There's that's more information on that is of course easily available. Bertolt Brecht remains quite famous, and whereas Hans Eisler is a little more obscure, and thanks to Heiner Goebbels for recording his material, Eisler material from ECM new series released in 2002, that is what, like the Zuberg, features a countertenor, the highest register in the male voice, countertenor here by Josef Bierblicher, with the Ensemble Moderne Orchestra. That was music recorded at the Hebbel Theater in Berlin in October of 1998. Heine Goebbels, and selections from Eisler material. Then we heard the band that Heine Goebbels was in, Casper, from, and that was called Under New Management, from the Beauty and the Beast album from 1984, reissued in 95 on RER Megacorp. The details are on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. One of his bandmates was Chris Cutler, formerly of the Henry Cow Chamber Rock Group, and a prolific artist on his own. We heard then from Chris Cutler and Thomas DiMuzio, Dubious Nativity, recorded over 20 years ago now, back in March 26, 1999, for their CD Quake. And Quake was recorded live at the Fine Arts Center, Portland, Maine. And that's another RER Megacorp release, again from 1999. Chris Cutler and Thomas DiMuzio, Dubious Nativity. And we'll hear for the next 20 minutes a more soothing affair. Stuart Saunders Smith, will hear his piano piece Family Portraits, Self, in 14 stations, 1 through 14. That's a reference to the Stations of the Cross, and that comes from his Palm Sunday CD, Stuart Saunders Smith, recorded by the pianist Kyle Adam Blair at Prebys Hall, University of California, San Diego, October 2015. It's a 2010 composition from Stuart Saunders Smith, Family Portraits, Self in 14 Stations. And we'll follow this with Morton Feldman and an excerpt from For Bonita Marcus, another piece for piano, performed by Aki Takahashi and recorded at Teldec Studios in Berlin, October of 2007. First, Stuart Saunders Smith, Family Portraits, Self in 14 Stations. This runs 10 minutes.
Thank you.
That's an excerpt from Morton Feldman, excerpt from his composition for piano for Benita Marcus, who was first his student and then his longtime lover. And this was written a couple of years before Feldman passed away in 1987, a 1985 composition for Morton Feldman for Benita Marcus, and what we heard was measure 558 to measure 766, as the engineers were kind enough to divide this hour-long conversation, hour-long composition, into sections I can use on Martian Gardens. Well, they didn't do it for me personally. I wish I had that kind of clout. Before Morton Feldman, we heard a piece consonant with Morton Feldman's For Benita Marcus. We heard Stuart Saunders Smith, Family Portraits, Self in 14 Stations. And that refers to the Stations of the Cross. And this comes from a CD, Palm Sunday, from Stuart Saunders Smith. I don't know him as a particularly religious man, but he definitely uses religious themes in his works, and actually, and as well as familial themes, and he has several pieces entitled Family Portraits, and we've heard some of them on Martian Gardens in the past. We'll hear more in the future. That was Family Portraits, Self in 14 Stations, piano by Kyle Adam Blair. We'll end with a little more of a mark of Morton Feldman. We'll hear from his composition for chorus and percussion, Rothko Chapel. We'll hear part one, actually parts two and three. And this comes from a release of two of his works on New Albion Records from 1991, Rothko Chapel and Why Patterns. This is the UC Berkeley Chorus, directed by Philip Brett, with viola by David Abel, celeste by Karen Rosemack, and percussion by William Winnott. Music recorded at the Skywalker Sound Studio in California, October 1990. Morton Feldman, selections from Rothko Chapel.